You're listening to the Collab Talk podcast, episode 263 of the MVP Buzz Chat series. In this episode, I'm talking with Business Applications MVP, Rachel Erebor. Hey, everybody, it's Christian Buckley doing another MVP Buzz Chat, and I'm talking today with Rachel. Hello.
Hi, everyone.
One of our brand new MVPs. It's always exciting to talk to brand new first-time MVPs and get their perspectives on things. But Rachel, for folks that don't know you, who are you, where are you, and what do you do?
Okay. Hi, everyone. Nice to meet you, and nice to meet Christian in virtually. And my name is Rachel Erebor. I'm a Microsoft Power Platform developer. I love calling myself a Power Platform advocate because I love singing a lot about Power Platform. I love speaking at events and also contributing to the community. And in my current role, I work as a Dynamics 365 CRM developer, where I use Power Platform applications and also Dynamics 365 applications in my day-to-day. I'm also a Power Platform trainer and a technical writer. And right now,
go ahead.
And right now, I'm from Nigeria, but I recently moved to Malta. That was last year. Mm-hmm. So this year makes it a year I've been in Malta. Yeah. So
very exciting. So what are the highlights over there? I've never been over to Malta. What is from a tourist perspective? What's the allure to come to Malta?
I think Malta is nice. It's actually an island. Mm-hmm. So as my apartment right now, if I go outside, I have a very beautiful view of the sea. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's perfect. And it's cold right now. We're actually in the winter. So it's a nice experience between coming from Nigeria and staying here in Malta because the weather is different. Mm-hmm. And also, Malta is not very big. So you can actually move around very quickly.
Well, that's very exciting. Well, I definitely need to get over to that part of the world again. Love to, during warmer, like now we're experiencing winter. I think ours is probably a little more harsh than yours is there in Malta.
Yeah.
But
Malta doesn't have snow.
No,
we don't have snow.
But very exciting. So what was your journey to becoming an MVP? Like, how did you find out about the program? How did you get started? Like, what did that process look like?
Okay, I think for me, the process started with me coming into Microsoft Power Platform. Because before joining the Microsoft Power Platform space, I was a student. And mm-hmm. I actually had no idea of who I wanted to be, like what my future career would look like. I was studying industrial mathematics, but I did not really know what I can use industrial mathematics for. Mm-hmm. So it was a nice opportunity where I got to learn about tech, because then I did not really have much idea that I don't understand that there's tech, you get, but I did not know that it was so easy for anybody to come in, like no matter where you are or who you are, you can come into tech, their careers in tech. So getting to know about the Microsoft Power Platform, where I attended a bootcamp, I got to know about Power Platform through attending a bootcamp. So getting to know about Microsoft Power Platform and getting to see the things I could do, that I could build applications. I did not know how to code, so it was nice that I could build applications, I could build dashboards. I was very bad at building dashboards, so mm-hmm. let's just leave that out.
There's a lot of people that have been in the space for a long time that still struggle with building out the dashboards. And
So I could work on building flows and also chatbots. So it was really, really nice. And I was like, okay, this is amazing. This is something mm-hmm. I really, really want to look into. So with starting my journey into Microsoft Power Platform and learning, it was a new space for me mm-hmm. and learning about things I could do. And then that was late 2021, 2022, beginning of 2022. I was not really seeing much people in Nigeria who were into Microsoft Power Platform. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to learn more about it. I actually reached out to April Donan on LinkedIn. I reached out to Foyi. I reached out to Azure, a lot of persons. And I asked them that, okay, I want to know how your day-to-day looks like. Mm-hmm. Like, How do you work? What do you do? I'm just fascinated with what you do. I
Yeah.
want to know how. Yeah, I want to know how it looks like because this tool is actually amazing. And from there, I started holding Twitter Spaces. I started holding Twitter Spaces where I spoke about Microsoft Power Platform, how people can get started. Because I felt that if I had these questions, then a lot of people out there who have heard about this platform. Of their, they have seen customer success stories about how people are using this platform. Maybe they do have questions too. So I started holding a Twitter space. I did that for 5 months, where I started holding Twitter spaces, started inviting people from the community and speaking about it, which was really awesome because I was learning from it too. And I also got the opportunity for others too to learn from it. So it was a nice experience. From there, I went back to the boot camp I attended. I reached out to David Abu. He actually works in Microsoft and he was the one who organized the boot camp. I reached out to him that I want to be a part of the persons organizing this boot camp because it is a new technology to me and a new space to me. I was finding it difficult to actually move forward, like learning. I was thinking my learning is too slow. How can I catch up with this particular technology? So I reached out to David Abu and told him that, okay, I want to be a part of the persons organizing this boot camp, which was great. I was a very shy person.
Had you helped organize other events? Because that's a big deal. Okay, so you've done other event organization because that's something that is another area. There's one thing to be like a first-time speaker, a presenter at a conference, but to take on the role to get involved to help organize it itself.
That was my first time. That was my first time. I think now I've organized a lot of boot camps, a lot of events, but that was my first time being a part of something, you get. So I reached out to him and told him that I would love to be a part of organizing team, to be able to help with organizing, publicity, and also help with training. I really had no idea about the platform then. What I could do then was just build an application from SharePoint, like your three screen views application, or maybe you're going to the others' templates, going to the screen and building a three screen view application. That was what I could do then because I was just like 1 month into my journey. So yeah, so when I reached out to him, he said, okay, that's nice. Just reach out to people in Benin because I was staying in Benin City then in Nigeria and he was in Lagos. So he said I should reach out to them and set things up with them. So it was a nice experience for me. I think for Microsoft Power Platform, apart from contributing to the community, it has been a very big growth for me. Like now I'm speaking to you so freely, I'm laughing, I'm dancing. Yeah, it was not like this for me when I started. I was very shy, I had anxiety. Especially then when I started with the Twitter Spaces. Before I started, I actually attended people's Twitter Spaces where I wanted to ask questions, but I could not ask questions because when I was trying to speak, I was stuttering, so it was kind of hard for me. So with going from that particular space to organizing and actually teaching about the platform, like not really much, but just an introduction about the platform, what it is, and where it can be applied. So it was a nice experience for me. And I don't know if I've jumped to the topic you asked me.
No. So what? No, I mean you're talking about like all of the activities that leading up to becoming MVP. So at what point, like who reached out to you and said, "Hey, there's this MVP program. I think you'd be a fit for that."
Yeah, it actually took a long time. And that was last year. Towards the end of last year. And it was Kit Atterton that reached out to me and told me that he wants to nominate me for the MVP program.
Because there, what's great about this too. I mean, because I think you fit in this category. It's been really exciting to look at some of the stories that have come out of Power Platform, and whether you call them, citizen developers or makers or whatever around that, that you have a lot of, and there's a handful of MVPs. I'm say handful. I don't know how many there are that follow this
Yeah,
path,
lots.
but some of the first MVPs in the Power Platform space were people that were in like operations or HR or other areas that just started building solutions to solve problems and then talk about it, share it. That's it. They weren't
It's amazing.
right. And they, I don't know what you, how you describe it, like got caught up in the MVP, like it got into the speaking circuit, started wanting to do more. And I mean, there's, that's a nice thing about it too, is that You
Yeah.
don't have to necessarily travel all over the world to, there's so many
To
online
contribute.
events, so many ways to
Yeah.
contribute. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, because I before at least when I was in Nigeria, what I was doing then, I joined the Microsoft Lens Student Ambassador Program. So I got to host events. I got to speak at different Power Platform user groups, and those were online. I contributed to the Microsoft Telecommunity blog, where I got to write about like a step-by-step process on how to build a step-by-step process. Or maybe there's something I saw and I feel that okay, I had a block here, or I was stuck at this particular point, and I was able to resolve it. Or maybe somebody helps me
Yeah.
to figure it out. I get to write a blog post on it because I write on Medium and also on LinkedIn. So I just write a blog post on it so that maybe people too can help them. And me myself, I can also go back to that blog post in the future, maybe when I have issues on that particular same step I was building.
Yeah.
So
Well,
a lot of things.
there's and you just mentioned a couple things too that I mean, one, there's the, the student ambassadors, there's other programs, there's ways of getting involved.
Yeah.
That way, there's resources that are provided. Again, it all comes down to like sharing what you're actually working on,
Yeah.
at your job as you're exploring and learning things.
Yeah.
I like what you said early on. It's like when I present and when I write about a topic, and I'm like, I'm not
Yeah.
claiming that I know everything about
No.
potential solutions.
Definitely let's.
I
Yeah.
love having the interaction so I can
Yeah.
continue learning how other
Yeah.
people have approached the same or similar problems.
Yes. Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah,
Yeah.
and I think one good thing too about writing blog posts too is that it gives you that particular opportunity, because when you're writing a blog post, you have to think about different audiences. It's not just professionals that are going to read your blog post. Most times, beginners, experts, depending on different levels. So when you write a blog post, you have to, even though you're writing it for yourself, because most times when I started, I was writing the blog post for myself. It was like a journal for me.
Right.
But yeah, when you're writing a blog post, you have to think about, okay, there are different stages of people or stages of their career that are going to be reading this blog post. So what can I do about it to make it that when a beginner reads this blog post, it's going to be very easy for them to understand? So I think that has helped me in my role, because when you're working with Power Platform, you have to work with user stories, case studies, you have to work with documentation. So with being able to contribute blog posts, writing of blog posts, it makes it easier for me to be able to explain, to be able to write about what this particular solution is about.
Right. Well, that's it's so I started out my career as a business analyst. So a lot of it was like I might understand the technology, I might understand the solution I'm trying to build,
Yeah.
but you have to explain that to others. You have to explain the logic of the thing, the solution you're deploying, that you're building, and walk
Sure.
them through that. It's the same with, to your point, it's like
Yeah.
when you're writing and we work in the industry, we work in
Yeah.
the space. It's really, we have to be careful not to use acronyms, to use
Yeah.
words
Sure.
that we completely
Too technical.
understand. Right.
Yeah.
And so going back and just think about it that way, that make sure that you have your references, that you walk through and explain, the
Yeah.
logic of the article of what you're talking about. I just thought of something
Yeah.
else too, that you were talking about talking with like the industry team. For folks that don't know this about like Microsoft, making connections to Microsoft is they have
Yeah.
all of the the dozens of the industry teams, in the
Yeah,
healthcare
sure.
industry, public sector,
Yeah.
the commercial realm,
Yeah,
retail,
everywhere.
manufacturing, all the different groups. So
Yeah.
if you have experience in that area, and you could always reach out and connect with Microsoft teams, and they're always looking for connections and speakers
Yeah.
and experts out there. So you can
Yeah.
go more in depth into your area of focus, your industry, if that's
Yeah.
something that you're interested in. It's just another way to connect with Microsoft.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff
Yeah.
that's out there. Well, that's very exciting. So, any big events? What are your plans for 2024?
I have a lot of plans. I have a lot of plans. Last year when I came to Malta, I have been thinking about speaking at physical events, because I've been speaking at a lot of virtual events. I was speaking, organizing events. but I wanted to move forward in my journey. And you get that when you are learning, when you are on a path, you get to understand your weaknesses. And for me, I got to know that, okay, I'm not a very good public speaker. Yeah, when I started my journey, I got to know that I'm not a very good public speaker, being able to communicate clearly so people will actually understand what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was
It's
like,
always
okay,
helpful. Yep.
yeah, it is. So I was like, okay, I want to move on this particular path. I want to work on myself. I don't want to just work on my technical skills. So the yeah, so what I planned for this year was that, okay, I'm going to be speaking at physical events. Yeah. So those are one of my goals for this year, speaking at physical events and also
You know, the call for speakers for ESPC, which is in December, but the call for
yeah.
speakers is open right now. It's going to be
Yeah.
in Sweden.
I've seen it. I'm definitely
Okay.
going to submit a
All right.
session. Yeah.
Okay.
Seen it. Yeah. And I'm actually speaking at Denver. I'm speaking at Denver this year for Dynamics Con. I'm speaking next week at Tallinn, Estonia, for cloud technology, Town Hall Tallinn. And also in Germany, I'm also speaking at Tennessee in February. So,
Oh,
yeah.
exciting. Oh, you're
Yeah,
coming
it
out
is.
to the Knoxville event.
Yeah. I'm super excited.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I had hoped to go to that one, but I don't think it's gonna happen for me. But it's yeah,
Yeah.
it's the downside to being busy with work, you know, is yeah, I have to
Yeah.
pick and choose in the events. There's a lot going on, but
Yeah, a lot of events. Yeah.
yep.
I wish I could do it. I think I would have attended every event happening.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, are you gonna
Yeah.
make it over to the MVP Summit in March?
It's too short.
Yeah.
It's too short, yeah. So maybe Power Platform Conference,
Yeah.
hopefully.
Well, you have the online, a lot of great resources. You'll still see some faces and
Yeah.
get to know more of the community. But yeah, I definitely highly recommend next year,
Yeah.
you know, to
Sure.
try and make it over if you're able to. So, well, Rachel, I
Yeah,
really
fingers crossed.
appreciate connecting with you and getting to know you. I'm sure we'll see each other at some of the events coming up.
Yeah.
I'll de definitely be in Stockholm at the end of the year.
Okay.
For folks that want to reach out and connect with you, where are you the most? You know, a social, where can people find you online?
I'm mostly on Twitter. Yeah, I'm mostly on Twitter and I'm also on LinkedIn. Yeah, so and I also have a podcast. I talk about Microsoft
And
technology.
I will include the links in the blog post and elsewhere so you can find all the information about Rachel and reach out to her. And as I always say, don't be shy. If you've like anything that Rachel's talked about, we've talked about, like inspired you, like excited, want to
Yeah.
hear more about her story, don't be shy, reach out because the MVPs are some of the most friendly people out there in the community.
Yeah, they are amazing. Yeah, really are amazing. And it's awesome.
Well, it's nice meeting you.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen.